Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Maizros. We are in the fifth perek, and the Mishnah begins as follows: Ha'okesh Shesala Mitoch Shalo. What if a person uproots young plants that get plucked from the ground and transplanted elsewhere? Right. In this case, they are fruit-bearing things. V'natal L'toch Shalo, and then he replants it into his own. So then, Potter, they are going to be exempt from Maizer because they are not finished yet. We're not allowed to go ahead and plant planting things that are don't have maaser. It doesn't imply because the fruit that here is not processed as yet. Lakach mechuba lekarka pater. Similarly, if a person buys fruit that hasn't been harvested yet, they're still attached to the ground, you can eat it, alright, without separating maaser, because the sale doesn't necessarily establish an obligation for maaser. The implication is that had you detached the fruit beforehand, it would have created a chi of maaser, and that must be Rameir's position, who says that selling something, even if it's not finished with its processing, creates a chi of maaser. Lokat l'shloach l'chaveiro, what if a person harvested stuff to send to his friend, and we're assuming in this situation that you uprooted stuff to give to your friend to replant, and the friend can replant that stuff even though the maaser hasn't been established yet, because giving the stuff as a gift doesn't create a chi of maaser. And so, as opposed to planting the stuff that was purchased, in this situation, it's a matana, it's a gift, and so therefore there is no chiyav as yet. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, im yesh kayotze b'hem nimkarim b'shuk, hareilu chayavim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, look, if these types of sets are sold in the marketplace for people to consume, right, so then you can't transplant your own stuff, and you can't give it as a gift without first selling it as maaser, since the fact that it's out there makes it a chiyav, in a similar way where there would be a chiyav maaser, it would apply here as well. Okay, lefes utznonos mitoch shalo. If a person uproots radishes and turnips in the ground that were left in the ground in order to produce seeds, which can be used to plant other radishes and turnips, but the roots eventually harden to the point of the fact that it's unedible. So in this case, our Mishnah says, I am going to transplant radishes and not to produce more food, but to produce the seeds, which I use to grow other turnips and radishes. So I have to separate the maaser before I replant them in that situation, because at this point, I have already created a gorin, the maaser, by putting it into the ground. If we have a harvest onion that I put in the attic of a house for storage, and I strike roots into the onions strike roots into the floor of the attic, since I didn't intend on planting the onions, but rather I intended on storing them, in that situation, they also coupled with the fact that they also can't grow properly in the attic, the Mishnah is trying to figure out, is that considered growing or not growing? So, in such a situation, the Mishnah says, Taru Milatame. The first thing that the Mishnah wants us to know is in regard to Tumas Ochlin, these onions are considered to be growing, and so therefore they can't convey Tumah to other things. And Naflale Mapoles, the Hemagulin, what if the leaves are uncovered, the body of the fruit is covered because there is a debris that falls on top of them? So in such a situation, the soil and the debris fall on the onions, covering the bulbs, leaving only the leaves exposed, and it looks very much the way it does in the field. So even though I intended to store it, but now I'm interested in growing it because it's planted, so to speak, the Mishnah says, therefore, we treat it as though it was planted in a field. And not only is there not able to be come tame yet, but also anything that grows after the onions are covered with the soil is subjected to the rules of Maaser and is asur on Shemitah. And by the way, somebody who separates and pulls it out on Shabbos violates a din deoraisa of harvesting on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.